This is Chief Johnny Johnson. I'm age 90, and my partner with me on this interview is my very, very close friend of many years, Gene Tarrant.
My name is Eugene Tarrant, but everybody called me Gene. I'm 93 years old. When I joined the Navy in 1938, I had just finished high school.
And I joined the Navy in 1940, and I went aboard the U.S. San Francisco about April of 1941, before Pearl Harbor. And Admiral Callahan was holding captain's inspection. The ship's crew had spent a whole day cleaning the ship, and the captain came through with his crew, looking everything over and making comments. He took a moment to come and talk to me, and he said, "You're a new recruit here, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Well, welcome aboard, and we'll do everything to make you happy and comfortable." I admired him greatly, and I said, "Gee, you know, I never had a father in my life, and here's one that I would like to have one just like him."
Well, see, I came aboard in 1938. I turned out to be one of the outstanding guys in training, and he said, "We're going to send you over to San Francisco, and you can pick out whatever ship you want." And we had some tough, rough guys in charge of it.
Let's move along into the Battle of Guadalcanal. That would have been about August the 7th, 1942. Now, when you have 27 big warships, armored warships, clashing together in the middle of the night, a very, very black pitch night, and they're all being shooting at each other. It was a terrible, terrible night.
And I was a medic. I'd go around, try to keep these guys alive.
And Admiral Callahan was so brave that he was able to save Guadalcanal. That was when Admiral Callahan was killed.
Yeah.
And you helped bury over 100 men over the side. And Admiral, you buried him over the side like all the rest of them. And the San Francisco survived very, very wounded. And we both survived. But a lot of men did not. Admiral Callahan did not. But he's alive today in memories. He was a great man. He saved a lot of lives by this particular action. And he was a very brave man. We love him a lot. So the battle was over, and we wound up in San Francisco. The ship came underneath the Golden Gate Bridge, and people were out there waving at it because they knew about the San Francisco. Everybody in San Francisco could come down and look at it and see all the holes in it, and I never will forget all my life about Admiral Callahan, the greatest man in the war.